It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Top of the news this evening is speculation concerning the real facts behind the Department of Health announcement about a radioactive spill supposed to have occurred yesterday at the state nuclear plant.
You will die only to live again in a younger body. Then you can tell me if the operation was a success. I could easily kill you now, but I'm determined to have your brain.
You're listening to the Really Awful Movies podcast, a celebration of genre cinema. White Tiger, another one of these fantastic 90s chock-a-block action films that just is wall-to-wall, ass-beating, explosions, drug-dealing, mysterious heroin syndicates. It has essentially everything anyone could ever want from the genre, and it stars Gary Daniels, who crossed my path. Not literally, that would be tough. I don't know if I could hold my own, but I came across his work, more accurately, through the slightly less than spectacular Mickey Rourke vehicle Skin Traffic. And Traffic was misspelled. As an aside, you're in for a bad time if there's a misspelling in a movie title or if there's a colon in a movie title. Those are sort of rules of thumb I could sort of live by when I'm choosing my nightly entertainment. But White Tiger is just a fantastic vehicle for Gary Daniels, the British martial arts champ and with a long pedigreed amateur career as well. It's a great vehicle for him to use his fists and feet, if not so much his tongue, because he does have an accent that sort of drifts in and out of a continental London slash Atlantic type accent. It sort of goes all over the map. For those of you who are real action aficionados, you'll cast your mind back to the role that really put JCVD, Jean-Claude Van Damme, on the map, and that was No Retreat, No Surrender. And if you remember, he played a Russian in that movie. I don't know, speaking of marble mouths. But in that one, they were pitting Seattle karate against Los Angeles karate. It's a question that's plagued philosophers from time immemorial. It's like the mind-body question. What reigns supreme, Seattle or LA? Well, I think in the case of White Tiger, they would put one in the ledger column for Seattle. So this one is set in Seattle in Chinatown. And you got to say that Vancouver does very, very stellar duty subbing in for the Emerald City. So this is actually lensed in Vancouver, as many a schlocky action production is. I think there's a movie called Hunt to Kill that I recently saw with Stone Cold Steve Austin that's also lensed in beautiful British Columbia. So you get tax write-off and you get a lot of enticements to go north of the border and shoot. And that's especially the case with horror, but also with action. And again, action-packed this one is. For whatever reason, in action, warehouses are the stuff of shootouts, urban warehouses. So every movie worth its salt has one of these shootouts, and White Tiger is no exception. Right off the bat, making a widow of one of the lead characters, which is always good. The widow is played by Lisa Langlois, Canadian scream queen, who's best known for a Class of 1984. Really, really awesome film if you haven't checked that out, but her husband is best friends with the Gary Daniels Mike Ryan character. They're both in the DEA, and one of them's not long for this earth. If you've guessed it's not Gary Daniels, you'd be right, because he's the star, and you can't waste him in the first 5 minutes. After all, this isn't Scream and Drew Barrymore. But what you have is a shootout in a warehouse, lots of unibrows, lots of goons, lots of just unbelievable firepower being and of course a number of cops are laid waste to, and of course the partner of Gary Daniels' Mike Ryan character is deceased, and there's this touching scene where he gazes toward the heavens and mourns his best friend. What could possibly happen next? He quits the force and goes into retail? No, you'd be wrong. He exacts his revenge. And what better way to do so than through a femme fatale who knows the ins and outs of Chinatown? And that's a character, Jade, who he meets, where else, in a Chinatown bar. And this is where you have this pretty hilarious scene where, this white DEA agent is asking all sorts of questions of the Chinese underworld. And he even quips at one point, "I'd like to penetrate the Chinese underworld." You know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink to Jade, who's a quite fetching, lovely, lovely woman. And penetrate, indeed they do, later in the film. But he's poking his nose where it doesn't belong, and there's a kind of a funny scene where the bartender gives him the white pages. Get it? Here, do your own research. You're a white guy. You're a guailo. I believe that's the term in Cantonese Chinese for a foreigner. And, this is how he gets to the bottom of things and tries to figure out who done in his partner. Well, he kind of knows. It's a heroin syndicate. And where would we be without heroin syndicates in the action sphere? I mean, after all, it's driven the plot of about 50 Sergio Santiago movies, lens in the Philippines. You gotta have a mysterious heroin syndicate. It's just great. And these guys are hiding in plain sight. Much like Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul, the heroin is being produced in a cargo ship that's sitting there right in the harbor. I mean, they must have paid off some union dock workers. Who knows how this is coming to be, but they have this big operation right down by the docks in the seedy part of town, of course, as every port is, a sailor in every port. It's always known for the seedy part of town, and this is a film that makes great use of the locale. So this is 90s Vancouver before the island got gentrified and things moved elsewhere. So, anyway, that's essentially all this film is a vehicle for. It's a showcase, a showpiece of the quite heart-stopping, it should be said, in the martial arts of Gary Daniels, who's quite fantastic. You'll know him from Expendables and a bunch of other, Death Target, a bunch of these movies with two words that typically have target and or death in them. And he cuts a great figure. He's got these steely blue eyes. He's pretty amazing. He does right by the ladies. He doesn't see eye to eye with his bosses, of course. This is a trope that goes back to Serpico with Pacino and well beyond. You got to be at loggerheads with your superiors if you're a cop. And of course there's some corruption here in the precinct, and he finds out that some of his cop brethren are actually what? No, it can't be. In cahoots with the syndicate. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. But this is White Tiger, such a fun, fluid, fulsome, fisticuff-driven vehicle. And added bonus is the key henchman is Chow, who's played by Cary Tagawa, who's actually Japanese. So I don't know if that shouldn't really bother me, but whatever. I guess in the 90s, any Asian was as good as any other, as we've come to see in tons of movies. But he plays the leader of the syndicate, and he's a steely, determined fellow with martial arts bona fides up the yin yang, who's absolutely like goes toe to toe with Mike Ryan, and he comports himself as this unbelievably incredible villain. And you'll know him from the Mortal Kombat movies. He's just you'll know him when you see him. He's terrific. He kicks serious ass, and he of course is familiar with the feminine wiles of Jade, and they go back, and you don't know whether Jade is actually really deeply in love with Mike Ryan or whether she's playing for the other side and is gonna do them both dirty. Who knows? She is, after all, a femme fatale, like the Velvet Underground song. Yeah, White Tiger, can't go wrong. Lots of just chock-a-block action, and some of my favorite all-time cliches, just replete with cliches, one of them being the walking away while there's a big explosion and not experiencing anything untoward to your hearing. You just walk away into the distance very coolly, very stealthily, very badassily, as this massive fireball appears behind you and you're not worse for wear. No shell shock here, no hearing damage here, nope, you just walk away one foot in front of the other. Yeah, ideally you flick a cigarette, but that's not required. For a movie that is relatively under the radar, this seems fairly big budget, and I believe the original one was lensed in Asia and fell into production hell, and they turned that into cinematic heaven, I think. Because this is a really, really fun movie, but there's explosions up the yin-yang, explosions galore, the ship that's the source and the focal point for all this drug distribution and production, that blows up real good. I mean, there's just massive explosions all over the place. There's some really quite intriguing set pieces, too, including a tete-a-tete between the villain and our intrepid hero that takes place seemingly in a high-end condo building. And that may sound unbelievably lame, but they actually acquit themselves very well with this kind of fight toward the end. If anything, I could say there's too much fisticuffs. I never thought I'd say that, but they actually do have so much fighting that it can be somewhat exhausting, and especially when you throw in the gun works too, and just you have flamethrowers and chock-a-block guns and all sorts of weaponry that, you know, would be the envy of the forces fighting in southern Ukraine right now. But White Tiger, what a great movie. What an excellent entry into the oeuvre, which is fancy French term for the body of work of Gary Daniels, who is very, very under the radar as well when it comes to the top shelf, top tier action figures are obviously the likes of your JCVD and obviously your Stallones and whatnot, but the under the radar guys are pretty great too, especially as they come to the table with a lot of martial arts bona fides. And you throw in your Olivier Grunet as well, or Cynthia Rothrock, who simply rocks, and of course Gary Daniels here. I mean, not much of an actor, as I said. He veers quite wildly between accents, sometimes sticking to a standard North American and other times reverting back to his native London. But you can't fault him for it. I mean, he is an unbelievable ass kicker and just lays down the ass whoopings with the best of them and just puts so many unibrow goons into the hospital. He should be just celebrated with some sort of medal. I'm going to give this 4 out of 5 spinning roundhouse kicks, 4 out of 5 spinning back fists, 4 out of 5 bazooka firings. This is just going to wet your action whistle if you're really into this kind of thing. The 90s was so big on this kind of thing too. Sure, there are some parts where they have to put the two of the leads together in a romantic set piece. And of course, there's all sorts of sitting idly, contemplative. And of course, the othering of the white guy wandering around Chinatown, a common trope for the genre. But put that aside, if you want to get your bell rung with tons of action, White Tiger is going to do it for you, as it did for me. Talk to you soon.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.